I'll talk about myself a little. Through the years, I've told people who have stopped smoking, when I did it, it was the most difficult thing I've ever accomplished. The times that I didn't stop were the difficult times through the 5 years that I smoked. The time I actually stopped wasn't that difficult. I started smoking when I was 27 because I was with someone who did, and like you said, I wanted to please that person, and it was the seemed like the thing to do. And I really thought I could control it. And I remember how I had one cigarette and how difficult it was, the reaction I had to it, and I finally got up to 3 packs a day. Then I realized I had built from zero up to that high peak. Then after I got there, then I noticed things about myself I didn't like. And so I would decide I would taper down, which I couldn't seem to taper down. I decided I would just, as you said earlier, cold turkey. I would do that, but then the next excuse and I'd be back smoking a cigarette again. I was visiting my dad in the hospital, and he was dying. And he asked me, he said, "Joe, do me a favor and quit smoking." And I said, I kidded. I said, "Well, it'll be easy. I've done it 1,000 times. Then the next day, his brother, my uncle, died of the same thing. And I thought, well, maybe in our family, we shouldn't smoke. Maybe other people, it's fine. They can smoke till they're 120. But so then when I decided to stop smoking, I wrote down all the things that would change when I stopped smoking. And I had this list that I would look at many times through the day of what it was I'm going to change when I stopped smoking. And then I did a tapering down thing in a different way of just pulling down to a lower level of nicotine in the types of cigarettes I was smoking. So it took 4 months, I think, or something like that. And then when I stopped, it was pretty easy. Now, the process there is kind of what you're saying. I had it in written form why I was doing it, why I was wanting to stop smoking. And then in tapering down the way I did, I've got to the point I didn't feel my body had the need for it anymore. I was abstaining in a sense of the word where I still had the physical action.
That is correct. You were releasing your physical dependency at the same time that you were strengthening your desire to have something different. You see, it is not so different. Let us take another subject that more experience, the subject of wanting to be more slender than they are.
Okay.
They have this habit or compulsion of eating more than their beliefs will allow them to assimilate. And so they find themselves fatter than they want to be, even though they really want to be slender. And from time to time they see someone who is, or they see a dress or something that they are wanting to wear. And so they are stimulated to their awareness of wanting to be slender. And yet moment by moment, they are making decisions. When that delicious morsel of food passes before their nose, something that is so delicious that just seeing it makes their mouth begin to water. In that moment, their wanting to eat that delicious morsel is much greater than their desire to be more slender. And so their powerful wanting always wins. It is easy to move in the direction of wanting, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so the key regarding dieting or the releasing of some addiction is to find a way to stimulate your wanting moment by moment,
mm-hmm.
so that in those decision-making times, your greater wanting will be more obvious to you. So often, the decision is made, well, I will just do this, just this one more time.
Mm-hmm.
When what you are really wanting is to not do it at all.
Right.
That comes forth because your picture of what you are wanting is not strong enough. Not strong enough even to win over this one little decision in this moment. And so the key to all of this is to work upon, as you did with your list, and reading it in every day, several times a day, was very helpful. To help you know what it was you really wanted. And once you really want something, you will not let anything stand in the way of it.
True.
Certainly not something that you can control, you see.
That you know you can control.
Indeed.
I put off trying to smoke until I was well along in life, and trying to drink also. People in that stage of my life offered me other kinds of drugs that some of them get addicted on or were addicted on, and I turned those down cold because I always had a negative feeling about the possibility of me becoming addicted to them. But why would I be able to start drinking and not become addicted to it, whereas when I started smoking, I did become addicted to it?
There is very little that you live in this day that is only as a result of what you are thinking in this day. You are living today a sort of conclusion of that which you have thought and spoken and acted before. And in like manner, that which you are thinking and speaking and acting today affects that which you are living in your future. The thoughts that you had been thinking regarding the two subjects of smoking and of drinking, even before you began the action, had much to do with the way you were affected by the action when you finally were involved in it.
Mm-hmm. In other words, as I think back, my mother would have a glass of wine every Christmas and didn't become addicted to it, and Daddy would buy a beer when we'd go to town once a week or once a month and didn't become addicted to it, but his smoking he did feel he was addicted to. And so I had those beliefs?
That is correct. The way that you believe or the thoughts that have been pre-paved in your future affect the way you are living in your moment.
So I believed I could control the drinking since they had, but I was concerned that I couldn't control the smoking because Daddy hadn't.
You are continually recording everything that surrounds you. Even before you are able to speak as a small child, you are receiving stimulation of thought from that which surrounds you. And as this little recorder that is always functioning, you are filled with beliefs regarding all sorts of subjects. And those beliefs are literally what makes the difference in how things affect you as you are moving through life experience. It doesn't matter what you have recorded. Now that you are at a position of making some decisions about what you are wanting, you can move beyond any of those beliefs. But until you understand how powerful your thoughts are, and until you are ready to stand in your now and set forth some deliberate thoughts, you will be a sort of victim, subject to the thoughts that you have recorded, even without your knowing, and certainly without your wanting.